Welcome to the Weekend Stakes Preview on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by Naira Betts.
Raging Bull swings off the rail. Field Pass will try to go with that one. Dalrain behind them. Sacred Life is trying to move out toward the center of the course. Still five lengths from the lead. Ride of Comet's going to be coming late on the grandstand side. Raging Bull the leader. Final furlong, Maker's Mark Mile. Ride of Comet far outside. Raging Bull has the lead. Hit the Road comes up the inside. Raging Bull is in front. Ride of Comet, Sacred Life. Raging Bull in front by two. Ride of Comet second down to the wire. Raging Bull and Iran Ortiz Jr. to win the Maker's Mark Mile, 1:33.86.
Now, here's Anthony Stabile and Bobby Newman.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I'm the Big A, Anthony Stabile in New York. Bobby Newman getting ready for the Friday night action at Prairie Meadows in Altoona, Iowa. Producer Lee Delapina back in our Lexington, Kentucky studios. We have live racing this weekend across the country. We're going to cover 12 stakes, 6 Saturday, 6 Sunday. Not only are we going to go across the country, we're going to go north of the border. Bobby, ready to take the nation through an hour of some fantastic stakes action, my man.
And we're actually allowed to go north of the border on this show. Not everyone can go north of the border yet in real life, but on the Weekend Stakes Preview, we can theoretically go north of the border for some analysis.
Very good. Lots of great action. You can play all of it over at Naira Betts. HRN200 is the promo code. Bet 200, get 200 in 2 weeks. Head over to NairaBetts.com for more details. 50-50 promotion tomorrow. So you got to opt in now to the promotions at Naira Betts. Here's all you got to do. You opt into the promotion. You can, when you opt in, what's happening? Oh, there we go. Okay. I'm doing it with you guys as I speak. So you opt in. All you have to do now is play $50 or more in each of the races at Belmont, Churchill, and Santa Anita tomorrow, Saturday. And if you do that, you're going to get $15, and that's it, $15 back at the NairaBetts.com for more details. You can play now anywhere. You don't have to do it on the app, but you do have to opt in for this bonus. Head over there. There's also a cross-country pick 5 tomorrow. It involves 3 races from Belmont, 2 from Churchill Downs. Find that information out over at NairaBetts.com as well. All right, let's jump right into the action. We got a dozen stakes races for you. Again, 6 Saturday, 6 Sunday. Some state breds are going to take the stage at beautiful Belmont Park tomorrow. Father's Day weekend, of course. Big crowd expected this weekend. Sunday's our second biggest day of the year, traditionally, behind Belmont Stakes Day. A couple of Stallion Series races will kick things off in race number 6, the New York Stallion Division, the Coupecoy's Joy. 7 furlongs on the turf for the 3-year-old fillies. Full fields, as you would expect. We have 11 in here. You're going to have some fillies trying the turf for the first time. And you're also going to have some open company horses, because this is for stallion sires. For stallion, not necessarily New York bred. So, for example, because War Dancer is a New York stallion, the number 5, Fun While It Lasted, bred in Pennsylvania, qualifies for this race. And the same could be said for the favorite. The morning line favorite is the number 10, Ava's Grace. She was scratched out of the Kentucky Oaks, and she will try turf for the first time. Daughter of Lau Ban, who was bred in Kentucky, goes for Robertino Diodoro. David Cohen, regular rider, comes in. This filly finished 2nd in the fantasy last time out behind Pauline's Pearl. She's 5-2 on the morning line. Doesn't have a ton of turf pedigree here, Bobby, but she is going to be one of the favorites, if not the chalk.
Well, so what you're telling me is they were considering running her 1 1/8 miles on the dirt, and instead they're taking more time and going to run 7 furlongs on the turf.
That's affirmative for Ghost Rider.
That's a weird if. You know, that's a weird changing of the mind right there. Look, she can win. If she handles the turf, she can win. You mentioned the sire, War Dancer, the stallion War Dancer, being the sire of number 5, Fun While It Lasted. He's also the sire of number 1, Show Me the Honey. And I'm impressed with what she's done in her first two starts. She beat State-bred maidens impressively, sprinting at Belmont last October, stepped into open company in the Steward Manor, didn't run a bad race. She ran 4th. She wasn't expected to win, and she was beaten about 8 lengths that day, but still, I think, a good effort in defeat because she faced a lot better that day than she did in her debut. Coming back for a barn that isn't bad at these extended layoff types. Michelle Nevin, Manny Franco going to try his hand on this daughter, a War Dancer, and I think she will appreciate the 7 furlongs, and I think there's some pace for her to run at.
Yeah, there certainly seems to be some pace signed on in here. I went with one of them that has some speed. It's the number 3, Shaker Shack. Now, Shaker Shack has 3 siblings. Bustin' Out, who was 0-2 on the turf, though she was 3rd in a couple of races on the turf. Jackie's Disco, who was 0-3 on the turf. But the first foal from this dam was a horse named Oak Bluffs. And Oak Bluffs was a son of the Frere, the Hare's brother, who was 17-51 with 10 seconds on the turf. He earned $657,000. He was a 3-time stakes winner. He was stakes placed 10 times total. And Pat Reynolds has done a great job since taking over the training of some of these Roddy Valenti horses. She's 4-1 morning line. I'm going to take a shot with Shaker Shack. I respect the fact that they're trying Ava's Grace on the turf. She's probably the most talented horse in the race. Like Bobby's talked well about showing the money. And Fun While It Lasted cuts back turf sprints for the first time since the first two starts of her career at Tampa and Belmont last spring and summer. Try her as well. But mostly 3s and 10s for me. Shaker Shack and Ava's Grace. See if they both take to the turf race number 6. Goes as the New York Stallion Series, the Cooper Coy's Joy Division, race number 9, the Spectacular Bid Division of the New York Stallion Series. Same 7 furlongs on the turf. This one's for the boys. Field of 13 on the turf, a couple of main track only, you don't have to worry about them. Far outside we go, Step Dancer. Open company stakes when he won the Awad last fall at Belmont. Just missed against state breds going against older horses last time out, going a mile on the 16th. He'll cut back to 7 furlongs. He's never sprinted in his career. Regular rider last year, Dylan Davis, back aboard for Barclay Tag.
Certainly looks like he's going to. This is another race where there could be plenty of speed signed on. And I think Step Dancer, although he has never sprinted in his career, he looks like a horse who will appreciate this 7 furlong distance. He's very talented. You mentioned that he's already beaten open company in his career. He's making his, I guess technically 3rd start off a long layoff. He did have a short layoff from late March to mid-May, 6 weeks. I'm not really sure if you count that as really a layoff. Last time out was 1,000 miles wide. Turning into the stretch. I mean, they just lined up, and he was way out on the outside, got beat a neck that day. Unfortunately, being in the 13 hole, he may be, and with his running style, he may be caught wide again in this 7 furlong affair, but I think his closing kick will be more effective with the amount of speed in here. And I don't want a short price, but I think Step Dancer is going to be tough.
I do, too. I think you need to use Dreamer's Disease, who comes in for Deodoro. Now, unlike Ava's Grace, this one has some turf experience. Broke his maiden on the turf at a huge number. Came back in a Kentucky Downs race where he dueled through an impossible half mile. I'm not going to hold that against him. And then he ran all right on the dirt. Ran him in a Breeders' Cup. They ran him in the Pathé Mile. We'll see how the cutback helps him. He was 3-5 in one of these Stallion Series races on dirt in December before the break, and he didn't run 2 steps after stumbling at the start. I think he warrants another look. Dancing Buck's been good in his 2 turf races. And the number 12, it's Gravy. It's not Ron Lombardi. It's Sauce. But this horse has some turf pedigree, and I think he might be all right. So as much as I do like Step Dancer, I think you need to spread a little bit in here. 13 over to 2, 6, and 12 for me with Step Dancer. My top pick as well. Race number 9 goes to the spectacular bid division of the New York Stallion Series. We'll be back for some graded action. The return of Raging Bull. You heard him in the open of the show. He runs in the poker on Sunday, Father's Day at Belmont. We'll talk about that later on in this program. Roxalena Overnight goes as race 10 tomorrow at Churchill Downs. 6.5 furlongs on the main track. I'll tell you what, for an overnight stakes race, it's attracted multiple graded stakes winner for Graces, who makes her first start as a 4-year-old after failing to fire in the Raven Run at Keeneland last fall. Bell's the one, a grade one winner. She won the Derby City Distaff last Derby Day back in September. And Sconson, who won the grade three winning Colors, grade 2-8 Bells last year and this year and last year respectively. Heck of an overnight stakes race here, Bobby.
It is. Sconson's coming off a big win last time out that, although it hasn't been stated publicly, to me it looked like the favorite Frank's Roquette bled during that race. She was so flat down the lane, it didn't look like her normal race, and Sconson was the other one in the field, and she just blew right on by. She's a logical favorite. Bell's the one has races that would beat this field. That being said, I think they're both going to have to pass number 3, 4 Graces, so I'm going to put 4 Graces on top. She doesn't have to have the lead, but she probably will get the lead. If for some reason Joe Talamo gets crazy on number 1, She's So Majestic, 4 Graces is definitely capable of just tracking her from the outside. Either way, I expect 4 Graces off the extended layoff to be in front at the top of the stretch. She's faced Sconson a couple times in the past. She beat Sconson in the Grade 3 Beaumont. She was beaten by Sconson as the 4-5 favorite in the 8 Bells. So very similar talent-wise, different running styles. I like the work tab. I like this barn off the bench. And I like the price on 4 Graces.
I think I could speak for both of us. We're both fans of this filly. We liked this filly last year. Yeah, and for everything Bobby said. I'll tell you what. It's been hard to pass on the dirt at Churchill Downs, especially in sprints. And I think that gives 4 Graces a decided edge over Sconson and Bell's the One. I don't like Bell's the One. I think Bell's the One's kind of been in the right place at the right time in her career. I think she's the one I would want to fade. I think she's kind of dressed up. You know, she ran down Serengeti Empress last year. After Serengeti Empress ran back-to-back races where she went sub-44 and was able to get there in the nick of time. You know, even the winning Colors win last year, she didn't beat those fillies when they were on their best game. Her two starts this year have not been good. I know she dead heated for second in the Madison, but she did very little running in that race. I mean, she had no excuse, really. And then last time in the Derby City Distaff, she was awful. So I would bet 4 Graces as well. The only horse I would make an exact box would be Sconson. Race 10 goes as that Roxalena Overnight tomorrow afternoon at Churchill Downs. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll hit up Gulfstream, Woodbine, and Santa Anita for some Saturday action. We'll bring you the Blood Horse News update as well. You're listening to the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
Spring Meet is back at Churchill Downs with live racing now through June 26th. And, new this year, Stephen Foster Day has moved to a daytime card with 7 total stakes races that include the Breeders' Cup Winning You're In Florida Lee for the Distaff Division and the Stephen Foster for the Classic Division. Churchill also has Twilight Racing starting at 5 p.m. each Thursday throughout the remainder of the meet. Add in the strong purses and you're not going to want to miss the Spring Meet at Churchill Downs. Get your tickets today at ChurchillDowns.com.
Join HRRN every Saturday morning for the Equine Forum in its new 3-hour format. Mike Pena will bring you interviews with the biggest names in thoroughbred racing, as well as new features like In the Room with Sean Clancy, Unsung Heroes, Kurt Becker's Stroll Through Racing History, and more. the Equine Forum, the show that launched a network. Saturdays, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern on Sirius 219 XM 201 and streaming live at horseracingradio.net.
This is Joe Rocco Jr.
I'm John Velasquez.
My name is Victor Espinosa.
This is jockey Brian Hernandez, and you're listening to HRRN.
This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
Red King threatening on the outside third. Another three to Siberian Iris. They're at the top of the stretch. And Red King on the outside is coming with a menacing rally. Runs right by Warden Jerry in the center of the course, Siberian Iris. But it's all Red King and Umberto Rispoli pulling away for an authoritative victory in the San Juan Capistrano. Red King by 4.5. Siberian Iris second, Warden Jerry third, then Tintoretto and Swamp Souffle.
Welcome back. Weekend Stakes Preview. Fifth by Naira Betts here on HRN. The Big A, Bobby Newman taking you through. Fantastic Friday night, 12 Weekend Stakes. Before we get back into the action, it's time now for the Bloodhorse News Update and a look at the top headlines from Bloodhorse.com. Swiss Skydiver regroups in Saratoga for summer. Peter Callahan, Swiss Skydiver, scratched from the Grade 1 June 5th Ogden Phipps Stakes at Belmont Park after running a fever. Is training at Saratoga Racecourse towards summer objectives. Trainer Ken McPeak tweeted a video of last year's champion three-year-old filly galloping there June 17th. He told Churchill Downs publicity that she could race at Saratoga in the Grade 3 Shuvie Stakes July 25th and the Grade 1 Personal Ensign Stakes August 28th. The Personal Ensign is a winning year in for the Breeders' Cup. Long Jeans of Breeders' Cup Distaff this fall at Del Mar. Last year, Swiss Skydiver won the Grade 1 Alabama Stakes at Saratoga two starts before she upset eventual Horse of the Year Authentic in the Grade 1 Preakness Stakes at Pimlico Racecourse. Of tonight's edition of the Blood Horse News Update, the new Blood Horse Plus is available through bloodhorse.com. It provides exclusive content to subscribers, including a daily detailed stakes winners section, Fox Sports and Bloodhorse branded weekly program showcasing the Thoroughbred Industries upcoming races and recapping recent stakes races, behind the scenes videos and interviews, and so much more. That's the new Bloodhorse Plus on bloodhorse.com. Upgrade today. Good to know there's a chance we're going to see the three-year-old champion filly, who I think we're both really big fans of, not once but twice up at the old Spa this summer if all goes to, according to Hoyle.
Yeah, that would be great, and that I'm sure she will not be the only one who reemerges up at Saratoga. It seems like every day there's somebody who's, oh boy, this one's running tail. Oh, she's running tail. Oh, this one's running on Friday. It's just going to be a phenomenal meet.
Yeah, reports that Belmont Stakes winner, Essential Quality, two-year-old champ, certainly seems to be Travers meant. Maybe a stop in the Jim Den. I mean, I think that would make the most sense with Mandaloon looking to point to that Haskell, I would imagine. And Brad Cox also has Folsom. I would imagine that you would need a race before the Travers, and I would imagine it would be the most likely prep would be the Jim Dandy. So we're going to have a lot of that. Listen, it's Saratoga, and it happens every year. Never too early to start thinking about it. There's hundreds of horses stabled up there already, which is always a great thing. Horses getting acclimated to the place and just getting ready for a fantastic summer. This week in New York State, as well as, you know, other places around the country, but New York State in particular, you can now, it's 100% capacity. So all set for doing things the old way. And it's going to be fun to see these folks and fans back at 100%. Really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great summer. New York State, Saratoga, 100% capacity. So come on out to the old Spa. All right, over at Gulfstream Park, the Martha Washington on Saturday is a mile on the turf. Field of 9 for the turf. There's an also eligible and a main track only. Your morning line favorite is the number 3, Caracazzi from Armando De La Serta and Edwin Gonzalez.
Yeah, I had some trouble with this race. Amiciel Jaramillo looks like he had his choice between number four, Lady Emily, who broke her maiden by 5 lengths in her debut for Mike Maker last time out, and number seven, TikTok Famous, who broke her maiden in her second start, also at 7.5 furlongs on the turf, this one for Safi Joseph. He sticks with TikTok Famous. I'm not 100% sure if that's because he thinks that she's the better filly or the fact that Safi Joseph just is by far the bigger barn when it comes to stabling in South Florida. I thought both of these fillies had a chance. I preferred a little bit number four, Lady Emily, and the combination of Jaramillo not choosing her and maybe her running time being a little slower than that of TikTok Famous. She's 8-1 on the morning line, gets a very capable replacement in Victor LeBron. I liked what Lady Emily did in her first start, and I don't see any reason she can't be better second time out, and if she improves at all, she's going to have a big chance at a nice price. So I'm going to take a shot with number four, Lady Emily, to remain undefeated.
All right. Listen, she ran giant first time out. I mean, that was a very nice effort. I was coin flipped between her and my man Bob Edwards with the number two, Hannah Lima, who was a Euro purchase. Safi Joseph is having another fantastic meet down there. Both of these, it was a coin flip for me. I'll be honest with you. Playing this race, I don't want the other Bob Edwards, the other Safi Joseph horse, TikTok Famous. Even though it looks like she's going to get on a loose lead, I think Champagne Ivy is going to break some sort. Safi has an awful lot of horses in this race. I want the filly you like, and I want the filly I like. I want twos and fours mostly in here. I guess at second glance, you have to respect TikTok Famous a little bit because of the fact that she might get loose in here. So I'm going to expand my horizons and use the three of them in the late pick four and pick five. But I liked Hannah Lima's race, man. She settled and just, you know, she gave up a little ground that day, and she just exploded. I also like the fact that, you know, I know Edwin Gonzalez leaves. I got to tell you, I love the fact that I'm picking up Edgar. I mean, that's a positive rider switch, in my opinion. I'm picking up one of the leading riders down there, if not the leading guy down there. Give me Edgar Zayas with Hannah Lima. So I'll take Hannah Lima as my top pick. Race 11 goes as the Martha Washington. Up to Woodbine we go for the first time this year. Great to see our friends north of the border back in action. The Grade 3 Whimsical, one of three stakes we'll cover from Woodbine this weekend, a couple more on Sunday. It goes 6 furlongs on the all-weather. Field of 8, Wesley Ward has the number 7, Artie's Princess. Artie's Princess is a neck shy of being undefeated in her 6 tries on the all-weather at Woodbine. She missed by a neck back in November of 2019 as a 2-year-old when she tried to stretch to 7 furlongs. She finally did it last year in the Grade 2 up there. She comes back from a November layoff, and if she returns the way she left, I think they're going to need their running shoes on to beat her tomorrow.
You know, I'm pretty stubborn when it comes to some horses, just like you are, and just like I think a lot of horse players are, where they get in their mind that this horse should beat this other horse. And I'm fairly certain that I have taken stabs against Artie's Princess with number 8 Boardroom in the past. They've faced off against each other twice, and both times Artie's Princess got the better of Boardroom. Boardroom was actually a 3-5 favorite against Artie's Princess in the Ruling Angel last year, and Artie's Princess beat her by 10. Then they faced off in the Bessarabian last time out when they were both last seen November 21st, and Artie's Princess held on to win by a head, a very quickly diminishing head that day. I like the outside post for Boardroom. I like that she's getting Lasix for the first time in her career. I like that there's other speed drawn inside Artie's Princess, which could bother her. Golden Ami, who was, early on, looked like a super filly first 2 starts of her career, and as well as Summer Sunday has speed. I'm going to try again with number 8 Boardroom. She was only a head behind Artie's Princess last time out. She's probably going to be a better price. I think she's going to run better off the layoff.
Okay. I'm taking my man, Wesley Ward. So I thought she was going to be tough as nails. Artie's Princess for me. As well. Race number 9 goes as that grade 3. Whimsical out at the Great Race Place. A lot of stakes this weekend at the Great Race Place. We're going to focus on a handful of them. The grade 3, San Juan Capistrano. I know Bobby's excited because we get to see them use the entire downhill course. You can use it going a mile and three quarters, apparently, but you can't do it, use it going 6.5. This is a field of 6. Interesting. Red King. You heard our man Frank Marimatti on the call of last year's San Juan Capistrano. He won by daylight and paid almost $10. He's won just once since then. It was in his very next start. He's the co 5-2 morning line second choice. Acclimate, the number 4, is your 9-5 morning line favorite for Phil D'Amato. I thought this was a very interesting race this year. I thought seeing Pillar Mountain, Joe Bravo, going to get a taste of the California life. He's going out to ride this horse. This is off the claim for Bob Hass. This is a horse I always thought would just take up as much ground as you'd give to him. He's 1.5. He's 1.375. I think he's an interesting little bit of a fresh face to the scene in these distance races in Southern California.
He is, but to be perfectly honest, the races that he's been winning most recently aren't even close to what he's going to be facing in the San Juan Capistrano. Listen, the favorite Acclimate looks like a horse who's going to get the lead by himself. The problem is he can get the lead by himself and still not get the job done. I needed this horse for my lungs last time out at 9-1, and he cleared the field and couldn't hold on a mile and a quarter. I was cursing left and right. I was so disgusted with that last 40 yards of that race. There's no way I'm taking this horse to hold on for a mile and three quarters. I'll take number 3, Warden Jerry, who's riding a 2-race win streak of his own. He, like the aforementioned Pillar Mountain, has been beating a little bit softer competition, I think, than what he's going to be seeing today, these starter allowance races. He's 6-16 lifetime on the turf at Santa Anita, and he's a horse that I don't think will have any problem with the mile and three quarters. He ran in the San Juan Capistrano last year. He actually was the 3-5 favorite that day, and for some reason was sent to the lead. This is a horse who can come from as many as 13 or 15 lengths out of it, and for some reason he was on the lead, and he just didn't hold on. I don't think he's going to be on the lead. I think he'll be tracking Acclimate, and I think he'll go by and win.
All right, so Warden Jerry, big Leave It to Beaver fan, I guess you are. We're trying to get it done in the San Juan Capistrano. I'm taking my boy Pillar Mountain. I think he's just going to keep eating up ground. You know what? There's going to be a little, when Acclimate's around, there's always a little pace on. I think he'll get an honest pace. You know, when they do things like that in these distance races with horses like Warden Jerry, I always worry they're going to do it again. Now you got Flavian Pratt, and it certainly seems like he can't do anything wrong lately, but I don't know. Goofy things have happened. Eddie Maldonado's on a horse that's stretching back out, the number 1, lure him in. I think, well, there'll be some pace on. I'm going to try and get my boy Pillar Mountain to keep the win streak alive from coast to coast. He's going to be a decent enough price as well, so I'm going to try him as a little bit of a fuzzy. Pillar Mountain for me, race number 11, goes as the grade 3, mile and three quarter, San Juan Capistrano. I love those mile and a half races and longer. From a mile and three quarters to a mile on the turf, when we come back after this break, the grade 3 poker kicks off the Sunday action and the Father's Day action here on the program. You're listening to the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts, here on HRRN.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
Spring Summer Meet is live now at Gulfstream Park. Live racing Thursday through Sunday through September 26th. Look forward to the Summit of Speed on Saturday, July 3rd, and the FTBOA Florida Sire Stakes Series, which begins July 31st. Stay in on the action from the comfort of your mobile phone using First Bet, the official app of Gulfstream Park. For the stakes schedule, tips and analysis, and seat reservations, visit GulfstreamPark.com. On-site tickets are limited, so book your seats now.
If it happens in horse racing, it happens on HRRN.
Medina Spirit has won the Kentucky Derby! Rob Bauer and Flavian Pratt win the Preakness! Essential Quality has won the Belmont Stakes!
Racing's biggest events are right here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is Al Stahl, and you're listening to Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
Flame Debbie continues to lead here. On the outside is Lashara. Stunning Sky is down towards the rail. Cat's Pajamas on the outside. Then Speak to Me of Summer. The field comes off the turn and enters the stretch. Stunning Sky is down on the inside. Flame Debbie is there. And Lashara and Speak to Me of Summer is now splitting horses in deep stretch and coming on. Speak to Me of Summer. And Stunning Sky, Speak to Me of Summer, Stunning Sky not giving up, and it's going to be a photo finish at the end in the Grade 2 Lake Placid. Speak to Me of Summer and Stunning Sky right there together.
To Me of Summer, Johnny I on the call of the Lake Placid. She got there. Joel Rosario and Christophe Clement had a memorable 2020 at Saratoga. We'll see what 2021 holds. Speak to Me of Summer will ship down the shore for the Eatontown on Sunday. Welcome back to the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts here on HRRN. Big A, Bobby Newman, HRRN 200. That's the third member, and perhaps the most important member of the team. Bet 200, get 200 when you open a brand new account. Tomorrow, 50-50-50. You have to opt in to the Naira Betts promotions now. So you go onto the interface, you opt in, and then you can play them from anywhere. $50 at Belmont, Churchill, and Santa Anita on Saturday. And you get $15 back, win, lose, or draw. Head to NairaBets.com for more detail. There's a cross-country pick five involving Belmont and Churchill tomorrow. I think there's a Lone Star Park promotion on Sunday. Head to NairaBets.com for more details on all of the promotions. Equine Forum tomorrow morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Our own Jude Feld leads an all-star cast of guests for the Baron Mike Pena. The show that launched the network, 8 to 11 a.m., tune in on Sirius 219, XM 201, stream it live at horseracingradio.net. The Bull, Raging Bull, heads the Father's Day feature at Belmont Park. The Grade 3 Poker goes as race number 9, a flat mile field of 9 in here. You know how excited I was here, Bobby. I get to see Raging Bull in stall 1. Alexandra in stall 2. She's pregnant, by the way. She scratched out of the Jiper. I don't think they gave an official reason. I'll tell you, I believe it was because of all of the moisture in the ground. She's going to stretch out, though, to a mile. She hasn't run a mile in at least 2 years. She has 1 mile race on her card. She does love Belmont Park, though. She's a perfect 3-for-3 at Belmont, including beating the boys in that Grade 1 Jiper last year. Gets Smokin' comes in off a gate-to-wire win in the Seek again. He's won 3 times at Belmont Park, including the Grade 2 Hill Prince last fall. Front run the Fed stretches back out. Another one for Chad Brown. Fun race here. Tell your daddy's run 2 bang-up races for Tom Morley off the claim. Should be a fun renewal of the poker. All eyes on the big horse, though, Raging Bull.
Yeah, and simply put, if Raging Bull comes to play, then they're running for second. Because his good races are better than anyone in this field can handle. And one of his good races was last time out in the Grade 1 Maker's Mark Mile at Keeneland, a course that he really loves. He proved that he still can do it as a 6-year-old. He proved that he can do it running without Lasix. That was his first start without the medication Lasix, at least in a long, long time. And It was really as good as any race he's run. I guess the biggest question I have for Raging Bull is, will he repeat that race? Now, he ran a big race off the layoff last year in the Maker's Mark Mile, arguably, or not, I'm sorry, in the Shoemaker Mile at Santa Anita, and I'm not 100% sure ran as well the rest of the year. He didn't run poorly, that's for sure, but that may have been his best. So question is, will he run another big race after that big effort in the Maker's Mark? One win, one second, one third from four career starts at Belmont. He's had excuses in some of the races. One of them you can see on the page. He had the misfortune of running against stablemate Bricks and Mortar when Bricks and Mortar was Bricks and Mortar back in 2019, going a mile and a quarter. And Raging Bull's never going to win at a mile and a quarter against Bricks and Mortar. So I think he had a little bit of an excuse that afternoon. This mile, though, right up his alley. There is plenty of speed in the race. Get Smokin' is very fast. Raised looks like he's got some speed. Even Front Run the Fed figures to be forwardly placed. If Irad Ortiz can just work out a decent trip on Raging Bull, he's probably going to win.
And he certainly seems to be in the right hands to do that. I'm going to tell you the other horse. I'm singling Raging Bull and everything on Sunday. I'm going to tell you the other horse. I think Tell Your Daddy, who's worked out a couple of really good trips, going seven in a mile. I mean, he got beat a half length to Casa Creed. He just missed last time to Get Smokin'. I want him. I liked his mile race last time. I mean, I don't think he could beat Raging Bull, but this horse has been consistent in his two starts for Tom. They've clearly been the two best efforts of his life. I want to mess with him a little bit in the exactas, try and get him second. Kendrick Carmouche still on the sidelines. Louis Sy is more than capable of replacement. I'm going to play a 1-8. I'm going to play pretty strongly as well. Race number 9 on Sunday, Grade 3 Poker at Belmont Park. Down the shore, Monmouth, Grade 3 Eatontown for the fillies. And Mare's going a mile on the 16th. It'll go as race 11 on the Father's Day card. A field, full field in here of 12. There's some AEs. Multiple stakes winners in here. This is a fun race for a Grade 3, my friend.
It's a fun race, and it's a race where you're seeing some very talented runners who are going to be ridden by new faces to them for the first time. I'm going to stick with the Chad Brown barn in number 6, Nay Lady Nay. I think she's the most talented in the field. She's also undefeated 2-for-2 at Monmouth Park. Simply put, I think she's been facing stronger competition than what she's going to see on Sunday. Last time out in the Bogey behind Harvey's Little Goyle and La Mista, I think both of those fillies would be dominant and heavy favorites in this race. She wasn't far behind Civil Union and My Sister Nat in the Flower Bowl back in October. So her good races make her the one to beat. I really had it a toss-up between her and number 9, Sweet By and By, who very rarely runs a poor race. To be perfectly honest, the rider change on Sweet By and By is such a difference that was the determining factor for me. It's not so much that I'm downplaying Ruben Silvera. It's that Irad Ortiz, to most people, is a negative rider switch. And that was just the tipping point. I would use both of them, Nay Lady Nay and Sweet By and By, in my plays, but I'm going to put Nay Lady Nay on top.
I had a tough time with this race. Nay Lady Nay has to be on all your tickets. Dylan Davis going in. I made her my top pick, but another one from Chad, Counterparty Risk. She's run pretty well this year. You know, I don't think she appreciated the give and the ground in the Plenty of Grace last time. I think she got a great ride in the Hillsboro. I would use her a little bit. I would use Speak to Me of Summer for Christophe Clement. Hector Diaz riding well at Monmouth. I think she'll be okay as well, and I wouldn't be surprised if Vigilante's Way ran another good one. It's wide open, Sweet By and By. She tied up. She missed a couple of races during the Belmont Stakes Racing Festival, the Intercontinental and the Just a Game. She tied up. Good to see her back in the entry. She always shows up, like Bobby said. I mean, she really, there's one blemish on her card in the last 2 years on the turf. She just always shows up with a big effort. The rider turns me off, though. And Xanthique from my man Tom Worley. She was a great claim. She's a multiple stakes winner. She beat Crystal Cliffs and Vigilante's Way last time in here. I would use her as well. I'm with Bobby with Nay Lady Nay. Micheline's best race would bury these horses. She was terrible last time in that Jenny Wiley, though. And I worry about the Lasix being a factor with her. She did not run well off the Lasix last time. So that's something I think I would want to take a look at. Nay Lady Nay and Speak to Me of Summer, my top two. Those are the two I'll focus on in race 11, the Grade 3. Eatontown up at Woodbine. We got Tufion Sunday. And trainer Robert Tiller going to join the Equine Forum as well. He has the one and only Pink Lloyd. What a cool horse, Pink Lloyd. He's 4-5 on the morning line to take the Cartier for the third consecutive year, it looks. What a cool horse he is. Grade 3, it's 6 furlongs on the all-weather. Just a field of 6. They actually got 5 brave souls to go try the King of Woodbine.
Well, the King of Woodbine is coming off a defeat in the Kennedy Road in his last start. That was in November. He looks like he's working well for his return. He's a 9-year-old, as you mentioned, and he's a logical one to beat. He's another one getting a different rider this afternoon. He's getting a rider that rides regularly at Woodbine, but since he rides regularly at Woodbine and nowhere else, he only has 10 mounts for the entire 2021 season, and he's going from two of the top riders in Yuriko da Silva and Rafael Hernandez in his most recent jocks to Fukumoto Hernandez, injured recently up at Woodbine. I think that if you're going to try to beat Pink Lloyd, this may be the spot to try to beat him. Horse who finished in front of him in the Kennedy Road is back against him today, and that's Super Stonehenge for Mark Cassie and Patrick Husbands. Super Stonehenge has been trying the conventional dirt in the States this year. He already has 4 starts this year, none of them victories, but facing pretty good horses like Looking at Bikinis and Mischievous Alex, among others. He runs very well. In fact, I would guess better on that synthetic track than he does on conventional dirt. And I like the fact that he's got recency. He's a young horse. He's got recency. He's going to be fit and ready to fire his best. And if Pink Lloyd doesn't fire his best, Super Stonehenge can pull off the minor upset.
Yeah, I couldn't get past Pink Lloyd. I'm giving you ice in the winter here. I got to be honest with you. I'm not really a big Super Stonehenge guy. I bet him the last couple of times. This is always a broke through the gate the other day. 3 horses of the 6 horses broke through the gate at Belmont. I would try and make a call 2-1 here with Joker on Jack. The Wesley Ward horse was 2-3 on the all-weather. The 2 wins, though, came down in Turfway Park. This horse was 1 race with the blinkers on, was up there with the all-weather as a 2-year-old over 2 years ago. I won't worry too much about that. I'd make a 2-1. Race 7 goes as the Grade 3 Jacques Cartier. Up at Woodbine, we'll take one more break. We'll come back. We got one more for you at Woodbine. We got a couple more for you at the Great Race Place on Sunday. You're listening to the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
Fans, don't miss the final 2 days of Santa Anita's Winter Spring Meet this Saturday and Sunday. With just 2 days to go, we'll have 4 stakes each day. On Saturday, the 81st running of the Grade 3 $100,000 San Juan Campestrano, which will be contested at a mile and 3/4 on turf, will be accompanied by the $150,000 Snow Chief, the $150,000 Malaire, and the $75,000 Siren Lure. Don't miss a minute of the action. Make your reservations now at SantaAnita.com/open. On closing day Sunday, we'll have mandatory payouts in all exotic wagers, including the 20-cent Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot, and we'll have 4 outstanding stakes, the Grade 3 Wilshire, the Grade 3 American, and a pair of $100,000 stakes for 2-year-olds at 5 furlongs, the Fasic Tipton Debutante and the Fasic Tipton Futurity. First race post time on Saturday and Sunday will be at 1 o'clock. Santa Anita, great racing and great value in a world-class setting.
Hi, this is jockey Brian Hernandez. For me, there's no bigger thrill than crossing the finish line in front, and nobody captures the excitement of our sport like Horse Racing Radio Network. Each week, HRRN brings you exclusive talk shows, podcasts, and in-depth conversations with the biggest names in racing, jockeys, trainers, owners, and more. Plus, HRRN is committed to helping disabled riders through their support of the PDJF. So climb aboard a winner today by visiting horseracingradio.net.
Hi, I'm Richard Migliori, and I love listening to Horse Racing Radio Network. Good night, Barbados.
This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
And Legs Galore still the leader in charge. Warren Showtime, hard-ridden, trying to close the gap in second. She's clearly into that second spot. Pulpit Rider behind her. Christie's Tiger drops out. Legs Galore getting brave. She holds a length and a half lead. Warren Showtime digging hard after. Legs Galore or Warren Showtime. Legs Galore holding her at bay. And Legs Galore all the way in the Franz Valentine. Warren Showtime was second best. Pulpit Rider, Christie's Tiger.
Frank Maramati on the call. Franz Valentine winner, Legs Galore. Stretching out tomorrow. Yeah, she makes on Sunday, rather, out at the Great Race Place in the Wilshire. Welcome back to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts here on HRR. And we got one more for you up at Woodbine before we head back out to the Great Race Place. Race number 10 goes as the Woodstock. $125,000 on the line for three-year-olds. Field of seven. Interesting bunch. Got some shippers now that the board is open. Chasing Artie goes up for Wesley Ward, as well as Out of Door. Out of Door won the Animal Kingdom Turfway Park in his all-weather debut. Half-brother to multiple stakes winner Pieri Bianchi, Indiana-bred favorite of ours. Chasing Artie was second at Turfway Park for $15,000 tag. And he ran two turf races, one gate to wire at Gulfstream, and then he won that Palisades Turf Sprint at Keeneland with a breathtaking last to first move. He made up 10 lengths in 3/16 of a mile, absolutely flying. Jackson Traveler comes off a second place finish in the Grade 3 Chick Lang on the Preakness undercard. He's going to make his first start on the all weather. They'll take on some locals, but certainly looks like the shippers hold the huge edge in that Woodstock on Sunday, Bobby.
Yeah, I had a tough time deciding between the two Wesley Wards, Chasing Artie and Out of Door, drawn one and two in the post positions. Boy, they both look about the same talent-wise, but that last race, as you mentioned, that Chasing Artie ran, I mean, this is a horse who figured to be contesting the lead. He hopped up at the start and seemingly lost all chance at the start. It didn't matter. He ran six wide, came from ninth, about 8.5 lengths back to win going away. He ended up winning by almost 2 lengths. So I don't know where that race came from. I don't know if that means that they won't be trying to send Chasing Artie if he breaks alertly, because there is other speed in there. The funny thing is he may be faster than them early, and he also may be faster than them late. And because of that, I'm going to put Chasing Artie on top.
That was some effort last time. That was some effort last time. Out of Door for me. I think Out of Door might just be the most talented horse in this race. Actually, let me take that back. Jackson Traveler might be the most talented horse in this race, which who knows how he's going to handle the all-weather. Out of Door's already handled it. He's ran arguably his best race on it. I'm going to try him. I'm going to try Out of Door. Race number 10 goes as the Woodstock. I love that Woodbine product. And hooking up some of those exotics and some of those pick four. Don't forget on the weekend, folks, the early pick four up at Woodbine is guaranteed at $100,000. And I've been known, Mr. Newman, to make a wagger or two. You?
I look at it all the time. Look at their product all the time. It's just fantastic. And, they've been chomping at the bit to get going. They're starting and stopping and starting and stopping. And thankfully, it's going now, and things are heading back to normal. We actually had a call on the call-in show last night, gentleman from Toronto. I didn't realize that...
Lou from Toronto called?
Yes, I did not realize that fans are still not allowed into the racetrack. They're kind of where we were a few months ago in the States as far as letting people do things. And he just said they're being very protective of the citizens up there, and that's fine. I didn't realize that it wasn't a full capacity or even somewhat capacity. I think the fans are still waiting to get out to Woodbine.
I didn't know that either. I just assumed that if they were open, the fans were allowed. That's.
Maybe they're allowed on a very limited basis, but I don't think it's full scale.
Okay. Well, hopefully it'll be allowed back sooner rather than later up at Woodbine. All right, from Woodbine to the great race place we go, Grade 3 American. Race 7 on the Sunday card, flat mile on the turf. Field of 6 in here. Neptune Storm going to make his first start for trainer Peter Miller. Haven't seen him since the Tourist Mile of Kentucky Downs last Labor Day. Returns to his favorite surface. He's 4-for-9 at Santa Anita in his 5-year-old career. I would imagine he's the favorite in here. He's stakes-faced and taking on some horses who were kind of off form, like Majestic Eagle and Sash. I would imagine, the more you look at it, the more you say to yourself, well, this horse probably going to be a big favorite. Restrained Vengeance to his inside. Comes off a couple of third-place finishes in the Grade 1 Shoemaker Mile and San Francisco Mile. But first time for Peter Miller, I guess Neptune Storm's going to be a short price.
Yeah, I think it's the two horses you mentioned, Neptune Storm and Restrained Vengeance. I leaned to Restrained Vengeance because, one, I think he is going to be a better price. One, he has Tyler Bayes on him, whereas Flavian Pratt rides the favorite Neptune Storm. And Flavian Pratt, anything he rides in Southern California is going to get a little extra money at the windows these days. And take nothing away from Tyler Bayes. He's very capable, and he's ridden Restrained Vengeance pretty well thus far. The three times that they've teamed up together, all in the money finishes in stake races. The other thing is, if Neptune Storm doesn't fire his absolute best shot, Restrained Vengeance is the most likely one to get by him down the stretch. And although Neptune Storm has speed, horses like Sash could show speed. Even Tiz Plus could show speed on the inside. So I'm hoping Restrained Vengeance can sit just in behind them and maybe have a stronger kick late.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, I don't trust this. I don't love when horses like him, almost run 20 times, an old gelding, when they make trainer switches. I'll tell you the other thing, and I know, it was the Grade 1 Shoemaker Mile one time, and this horse looks like he could use one to knock the rust off. So, it's by no means a short layoff. This horse hasn't run in nearly 10 months. 9.5 months. I mean, it's a long time. That's a long time for some, new surroundings, new trainer, I should say, not surroundings. We'll see what he does. We'll see how he reacts. I would take a shot with Restrained Vengeance against him like you. I wouldn't even be surprised if Border Town ran well. Richard Mandela's had a really good meet, really good start to the year. Another horse who's done well at Santa Anita and at the Mile. He might be the other horse. But I'm with you. I'll try Restrained Vengeance. Minor upset, hopefully, of the Grade 3 American. He goes as race number 7. Race number 9 is the Wilshire. Another one at a mile for the 3-year-old and up fillies and mares. A little bit of a bigger field in here. A little bit more of a competitive race on paper. Legs Galore comes off a big win going the mile in the Franz Valentine. That was against State Bridge. She runs open now. Warren Showtime has held her form very nicely in her last 3 starts. A couple of third place finishes behind Charmaine's Mia in Grade 2's the Buena Vista and the Royal Heroine. Couldn't get Legs Galore last time. Had every chance to get her. Couldn't do it. On paper, they look like the 2, unless you got a sneak for me, Mr. Newman. This race smells of a Bobby Newman fuzzy.
Well, I don't know about that. I'll tell you this. Legs Galore really got it all the best last time out in the Franz Valentine, where the field scratched down to four, all of the other speed scratched out of the race or decided not to show speed, and she just got out in front of the field and 23 flat, 46 and 3 on a firm turf at Santa Anita, 110 and 4 is pretty slow. And that's what she had to do for the first three quarters of the race, and then she just out-sprinted Warren Showtime to the wire. Difference is, I'm not sure Legs Galore is going to be able to do that this time around. Quiet Secretary shows speed almost every race. Brooke showed speed in her lone start this year. Gadgetta has been sprinting most of her races. The one time she routed, she went to the lead. So there's plenty of other speed in here. Even Ipidemia's girl can show speed from time to time. It just seems like a much better situation for Warren Showtime on Sunday than what she faced in the Franz Valentine last time out. Bigger field, more honest pace. I think her closing kick will be stronger. She'll be bigger than 3-5, and I think she'll get the win.
So we face this a lot at Belmont, the Herrera Ortiz Jr. factor. And I'm going to face it out in California with the Flavien Prat factor. See, I liked Stella Starr. I remember before this filly went to the bench, I thought this filly was going to have a good year last year. And she's been gone over a year. I don't know what happened. But her two races in the U.S. were, I thought, were really good. She makes up a bunch of ground. You mentioned all of the speed in here. You know, common sense says, well, I'll give her a little bit more ground. No, I'd rather have her with less ground and more pace. And that's exactly what you're getting in here. The problem is, it's Flavien Prat. So, a filly that should be, I don't know, between the layoff, the fact that her speed figures are nowhere near some of the top horses in here, this filly should be, and I don't have odds on my PPs, this filly should be 10-1 on paper. And there's no chance she'll pay $12 if she wins. None. Zero. Zero chance she'll pay $12 if she wins. Does that affect how much that I like her? No. I mean, how does it affect that you think she can win? It affects you wanting to take half the price on a horse that hasn't run in a year. I don't like to make contingency plays. I don't like to make if bets. She's a hard horse to take at 4-1. If you told me she was going to be 8-1, I would take my chances. I think she's going to run really, really, really well. She's my pick. But again, this is the kind of race where I'm jumping on my Arabets account at, let's see, we'll give you a post time, about 8 o'clock on Father's Day, and I'm going to take a look, and I'm going to say, all right, well, she's 4-1. I'm not betting her at 4-1, or she's 8-1, and I'm going to make a nice bet on her. But she's the kind of horse where you got to let the board be your guide. Don't take a short price on her if she's a fair price, and you set your price. I'm setting my price. I got to get 7-1 on her. She's 7-1, I'm betting. She's under 7-1, I'm not going to bet. I'll use her in pick fours and pick fives, but I'm not going to bet to win. So there you go. Stella Starr for me, race number 9 on Sunday, goes as the Grade 3 Wilshire. All 12 in the books. It's time now for the Naira Betts Best Bet.
This is the Naira Betts Best Bet.
All right, Mr. Newman, let us have it.
I don't think there's any way around it. If you have the horse that you think is the best, with the jockey you think is the best, with the pace scenario you think is going to work out, you just got to take it. I don't know if I want to take 1-2 or 3-5, but number one Raging Bull in the poker on Sunday at Belmont is my best bet. He's supposed to beat that field. His good races are better than anyone in that field has ever run.
I am going to take it a step further. He's my best bet as well, my Naira Betts best bet as well. I'm going to make it the exacta with Tell Your Daddy. Because it's Father's Day. How isn't Tell Your Daddy going to get a piece of the poker? I'm kidding, obviously. I am and I ain't. I thought his two races for Tom Woolley have been really good. I think he'll be one of the first ones to act in the poker. Get it? He's going to be one of the first ones to act. On the speed, the bull runs him down. Tell Your Daddy holds second. Cold exacta for me in the Sunday feature at Belmont Park. Coming out. Admissions available. Have a great weekend. Bobby, happy Father's Day, my man. Enjoy.
All right, pal. Have a great weekend.
All right. Equine Forum tomorrow morning starts at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For Bobby and Lee, I'm the Big A, Anthony Stabile. Hope you have a lucky night and weekend. I hope you win all your photo finishes. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. Equine Forum tomorrow morning. Have a great weekend, everyone.